Fratelli's loves it. Chelsea Daggett on Radio 1. Right, what's going on, please?
Go.
What's going on?
Go, we have the green light.
Which
go,
means?
Go.
In real speak, not PR speak.
Okay. Have you heard of Andy Murray?
The pub landlord?
No. No, he's not the pub landlord. No. Do you want to guess again?
No, I don't have no idea.
Okay. A top tennis player? Britain's top tennis player?
What, more than Tim Henman?
Yeah, a lot more than Tim Henman.
Okay. I know who he is.
Right, you know who Tim Henman is?
Yeah.
Right, well, we're not talking about Tim Henman, we're talking about Andy Murray, right?
Right, okay, yeah.
Britain's best tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Now,
Let me just have a look at him, hang on.
If you go and have a look at him, he doesn't have very good hair.
Okay. I'm just Googling him now, hang on.
And see that? Can you see that picture there? Right.
Oh, it's quite curly, isn't it?
He apparently has had it cut for 18 months, and on his own personal website, people have been suggesting that he gets it cut into various different styles.
Oh, I see where this is going now.
He really needs it done. Right? And astonishingly, the idea is that he'll let you style it and cut it.
In my role as celebrity hairdresser?
In your role as a celebrity hairdresser, yeah.
Right?
Right.
Why?
Well, yeah. You would have thought a top international sportsman might go to
somewhere better.
Or
yeah.
He'll do it for children in need,
right?
If enough money is raised, okay.
Right.
So at this moment, using my technical expertise and talking to technical people, I'm trying to work out a text way in which we can raise some money so that you will end up cutting Andy Murray's hair.
Okay.
And are you up for this?
If it's for children in need, I'm up for it.
Don't anybody, don't send a text now to 81199 because that won't have any effect whatsoever. So I'm trying to sort out a proper, like, official text thing, right? So, and then if we raise enough money, you will cut Andy Murray's hair.
When?
Well, I think the green light on the Water Jacuzza project is tomorrow.
You're having a laugh.
No.
But I need to get my scissors back from the Celebrity Scissor Hands Academy, my left-handed ones.
Well, you need to sort that out.
I need to get my camp holster back that I had.
But you would do it, would you? Can I just say as well, he's one of the brightest prospects to give Britain some success in tennis that we've had probably in about 50 years. So could you try,
cut his ear off.
No, don't cut his ear off. Try to leave him fairly undamaged and able to play when the season starts again.
When's his next match?
I would have thought it would be around January.
Oh, okay, that's enough time for it to grow back.
Well, his ear?
The thing is with the ear, they told us in the training, if you do snip the ear with the scissors, which are very sharp, as any hairdresser will know, the ear just kind of explodes.
Okay.
I mean, blood just
I'm hoping
bang.
This same PR company aren't listening at the moment, because another email might come back going, stop.
It's a red light.
We might get a red light, yeah.
Right, so this is tomorrow, if we raise enough money for children in need, and you're trying to work out a way where we can get the money.
Leave the technical side to me, my friend.
Radio 1. I like to move it.
Now, I kind of thought that when I'd left the Celebrity Scissor Hands Academy, that was the last time I would ever have to pick up a pair of scissors. But obviously, that's not the case.
No, you're going to cut Andy Murray's hair tomorrow if we raise £10,000 for children in need in the next 24 hours.
Seriously, him or his PR people surely didn't see any of that show.
No, I would imagine not.
Right.
Or maybe they did and thought they'd rather have you than Steve.
Thing is, his hair is quite... I've just been studying his hair as a hairdresser.
Oh, yes. What do you make of it?
I think I could probably do a Mia on that.
Do you?
Mm.
What was that again? I forget.
It's where you kind of go to the recession and then pull the hair up.
Right.
Right? Around there.
Yeah.
So make it like a little kind of crown.
Right.
And then you get a guide there,
yeah.
Cut the guide, and then do the same all the way around. Right. So he will look like Jennifer Aniston at the end.
Right.
That's the only haircut I can do.
So you're promising to make Andy Murray look like Jennifer Aniston by the time you've finished with his hair tomorrow?
That hairdo was all the rage 5 years ago.
I tell you what, if that doesn't get people texting, then I don't know what will. I've sorted out the technical side of it, right?
I knew you would.
Right, and to tempt people to text, Andy Murray and his coach Brad Gilbert will throw in a training session as well. So if you text in, you stand a chance to win a training session with Andy Murray and Brad Gilbert, right?
Good one. Okay, and we're trying to raise 10 grand for children in need.
To get you to cut his hair tomorrow. Right, this is a question you need
got long, have we?
This is the question. No, we'll be all right. We might even say you'll get on a horse again as well, just to encourage people. This is the question you have to answer. Which famous Swiss tennis player did Andy Murray beat earlier this year? A, Roger Federer. B, Roger Moore. Or C, Jolly Roger.
Right. Now, don't text that. It's not the normal radio number.
So you need to text the word Scott, S-C-O-T-T, followed by either A, B or C, depending on whether you think it's Federer, Moore or Jolly Roger, to 84222.
Okay, 84222. We're trying to raise, between now and 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, £10,000 for children in need.
So Scott, followed by A, B or C, to 84222, and it'll cost a quid.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you do the question once more?
Yes. Which famous Swiss tennis player did Andy Murray beat earlier this year? A, Roger Federer. B, Roger Moore. Or C, Jolly Roger.
Okay. Text now to
84222.
And if we get enough money, I will butcher one of the UK's finest sporting heroes tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Right, it's his second single after Elusive. Right, it appears I'm cutting tennis star Andy Murray's hair tomorrow.
Yes.
For children in need.
If we raise enough money.
We need to raise £10,000 for children in need by 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and then Andy Murray gets the snip from me.
I'm sorry.
What's the number they have to text in, please? It's not the normal radio one.
I'm going to text in loads now for this. I can't walk. You have to text 84222 and answer this question. Which famous Swiss tennis player did Andy Murray beat earlier this year? A, Roger Federer. B, Roger Moore. C, Jolly Roger. Text Scott, followed by either A, B or C, to 84222. It costs a quid.
I'm just trying to get an update on how much we've raised so far. I'll do that for you after 6 o'clock. We need to raise £10,000 by tomorrow.
Yeah.
And my finger on me, a Kate Thornton style,
yeah,
then.
But there was nothing there.
Nothing, no one there at all, no. Scott Mills, weekdays 4 till 7 on Radio 1. It's 5:45.